I have a question as we begin this morning.
所以我们开始以前，我先给你们一个问题。
It's actually two questions.
两个问题。
The first is this. Were you here last night?
第一个是你昨天晚上有没有在这里？
And if you were, have you been thinking about what God would lead you in your one more step towards Him?
那假如说你昨天晚上来的话呢，你昨晚有没有想这个神在带你们要我们要走的下一步是什么？
As we conclude our time together this weekend, I do want you to think about the next step in your life.
所以今天在我们结束的时候，我要向你们叫你们继续的思想下一步我们应该怎么走。
What is the next step towards following Jesus?
我们跟随主耶稣基督的下一步应该怎么走
？And what might be the next step in joining Him in mission?
我们也许是在宣教上面，我们要参与他的工作。
We'll come back to that.
我们等一下会回来讲。
Here's my second question.
那第二个问题。
Do you think it's strange how much the Bible talks about sheep?
你有没有觉得很奇妙的？这圣经里面讲到常常讲羊。
I know that's kind of a weird question.
这个很奇怪的问题是啊。
Okay, so we know that it was an agricultural time and there were sheep everywhere. So the Bible sometimes just talks about those sheep.
我们晓得圣经是讲到那时候是农业社会，所以说常常应该会讲到羊。
But Jesus uses sheep as an analogy for human beings a lot of times.
但是耶稣呢，就用羊来比喻这个人。
You're familiar with the parable of the lost sheep.
你晓得这个一只羊迷失的这个比喻。
We even know David refers to himself as a sheep. The Lord is my shepherd.
那我们也知道大卫王说他自己是只羊，因为神耶和华是他的牧者。
So why does the Bible do this?
为什么圣经这样子说？
Well, it's not that sheep are dumb necessarily.
那我们不是说这个这个羊呢是很笨的。
But it is true that sheep aren't very good on their own.
但是真的这个羊呢，它单独的是一个。很愚蠢的一个动物。
They have a hard time leading themselves.
他们不会自己带领自己。
The truth is, sheep need a shepherd.
这真正的是这个羊真的需要一个牧者。
So we shouldn't be discouraged this morning when we find ourselves being called sheep by Jesus.
所以说，我们假如说是今天你觉得耶稣在叫我是羊的话，你不要觉得是很不好的事情。
We should actually find some sense of encouragement in that because He is our shepherd.
因为我们觉得应该。就知道耶稣是我们的牧者。
But it does take a little bit of self-awareness this morning as we begin.
那我们开始的时候呢，的确我们需要先有自我的认知。
Now you don't have to be an expert at personality assessments.
所以说你今天不是要是一个专家，知道你自己的这个个性是怎么样。
Like you don't have to know everything about Enneagram or DISC or Myers-Briggs or whatever it is.
或者是各种的测验，让你知道你的个性怎么样。
You don't even have to know what Disney princess you are from Facebook this morning.
或者是你也不需要说是这个
to know,
Disney 的这公主，你是属于哪一类型的公主。
It's always an adventure with a translator, you know?
对
That's
exactly.
But when we look in the mirror this morning with even a little bit of self-awareness,
但是假如说我们今天看着镜子看自己的时候，假如说有一点点的认知，
we know that we might need a little help in our lives.
那我们就知道，也许我们生命里面真的是需要帮忙。
I'm guessing that's maybe why you're here.
所以我想，可能也是为什么我们今天来教会。
If you thought you didn't need any help from God or other people, why would you come?
那假如说你真的不觉得你不需要这个神的帮助的话，你为什么来教会？
So even if we don't know all of the areas of our brokenness, we do know that we need a shepherd.
所以说，不管怎么样，我们总是觉得我们是需要一个牧者。
The funny part about sheep, at least us human beings, is this.
那我们这个做人的，我们需要一个牧者，是为什么呢？
We were once lost sheep, and now we're found.
我们以前是走迷的羊，现在我们是被寻回的羊。
But as soon as we get found, it's easy to look down on other sheep who haven't yet been found.
那很多时候我们知道我们被找回来了，有时候就瞧不起那个还是走迷失的羊。
But the only difference between lost sheep and found sheep,
那这个走迷的羊跟寻回的羊之间的不同
is that the grace of God connected to us.
只有就是因为是神的这个恩典让我们连接在一起。
That we've had the kindness of people to talk to us about Jesus.
所以说我们就有这个神给我们的这个恩惠来跟人家分享。
This morning we're going to read a passage together from John chapter 10 about sheep and a shepherd.
所以今天早上我们一起看这个约翰福音第十章，我们看到这个羊跟牧者的这段经文。
About found sheep who need to go find other sheep.
就是讲到说这个我们被寻回的羊怎么样去找走迷失的羊。
With a good shepherd leading us.
有一个好的牧者来跟带领我们。
We're going to read the first few verses of John chapter 10.
所以我们等一下一起来读这一段经文。
Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter sheep or by the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way is a thief and a robber.The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he's brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the people didn't understand what he was telling them.
好，我们一起来读。第十章第一节到第六节，好不好？我们一起来。我实实在在告诉你们，那不从门进去进羊圈，到从别处爬进去的，那人就是贼，就是强盗。那从门进去的才是羊的牧人，看门的给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名字呼叫自己的羊，领他们出来。他把自己的羊领出来以后，就走在前面，羊也跟随他，因为认得他的声音。他们绝不会跟随陌生人，反而逃避他，因为不认得陌生人的声音。耶和华对他们说了这个比喻，他们却不明白他所说的是什么。
Jesus says in verse 4 that the sheep know his voice and will follow him.
第四节的时候，耶稣说：“这个羊听到他的声音，认得他的声音，就会跟随他。”
In verse 11 and 14, he calls himself the good shepherd.
然后在第十一节跟十四节的时候呢，耶稣就称他自己是一个好牧人。
It's the good shepherd's voice that the sheep are listening to.
所以说，这个羊听到的这个声音呢，是一个好牧人的声音。
So the first thought for us this morning is this.
所以第一个我们要想到的。
It's a very simple thought.
是一个很简单的一个思念。
But it's very profound and important for us if we are going to follow Jesus.
但是假如说我们要跟随耶稣的话呢，这是一个很重要而且很深的一个想法。
Jesus is good and is worth following.
耶稣是好的，他是值得我们跟随他的。
We are not acknowledging this morning at the end of our missions weekend that God just exists out there somewhere.
所以我们今天在我们拆船年会的时候结束的时候，我们不是讲说这个神是一个遥远的神。
It's important for us to affirm together that Jesus is not just out there, but he is good.
所以我们必须要了解，必须要认定的，神不是只是耶稣，不是单单的就是在那里的，而是他是一个好牧人。
This is important because it's easy to say Jesus is good when things are going fine in our lives.
那当假如说我们说耶稣是好牧人，那假如说今天我们生活很顺利的时候，这是很容易讲的。
When everything is good, we sing happy songs about the goodness of God.
事情顺利的时候呢，我们会唱一些喜乐赞美神的歌。
We sing those, Lord, you are good and your mercy, and yeah, everybody's excited.
Like that.
John, you have to sing it now. But when it's difficult, it's harder to sing those happy songs.
但是假如说事情不顺利的时候呢，很难就唱这种快乐的歌。
The truth is, when we follow God into mission, many times we experience resistance.
但是事实呢，当我们跟随着耶稣去宣教的时候呢，我们会遇到很多的阻碍。
And we must come back to this fundamental truth.
就是我们必须要常常的回到这个最基本的真理。
That Jesus is love and he is good.
这耶稣基督是爱我们的，他是好牧人。
And even when it doesn't feel good, what's happening around us, it doesn't change the fact that he is good.
也许在我们周围是不顺利，我们感觉不好，但是不会改变耶稣是好的。
It's one thing to sing the song, it's another thing to be convinced deep down.
那当然，我们可以一边是唱说耶稣是好的，但是心里面却没有这种感受。
In our lives, in our missionary journey, I've mentioned that things didn't always go the way we planned.
那我跟你们分享过我们自己的经历，这个去做宣教的时候，事情不是都是顺利的。
Many times God used those experiences in our lives to draw us back to the reality of whether we really believed that Jesus was up to something good or not.
那很多时候神就是借用这种不顺利的时间呢，让我们再一次的回想说，耶稣基督是不是一个好牧人，值得我们跟随他。
I want to be very vulnerable with you this morning.
今天我要很透明的跟你们分享。
I would say the last 3 years of my life have been the hardest years that I've ever had.
那我跟你讲说，我们过去这3年是的确是我一生里面最艰难的3年。
We had many difficulties with our extended family, and many times,I experienced darkness in my life.
在我们的家族里面有很多事情发生，很多时候我心里面真的是很沉重，很黑暗。
There were times when I wondered, God, are you still good? Are you still up to something good in my life?
那常常我会怀疑说，神啊，你到底还是一个良善的神吗？你真的是好牧者吗？
But I want to share with you this morning that in spite of the doubts that still exist in my life,
那我今天要跟你们分享，虽然我在生命里面还是有很多怀疑，
and in spite of the pain that I've experienced,
那虽然我还经历到有伤痛，
in spite of the disappointments of people letting me down or in ministry,
所以甚至于说在这个侍奉里面，这个所承受的失望，
I'm convinced of this deep down in my soul.
但是在我内心的深深的地处，我知道
Jesus is good.
耶稣是好的。
And he is worth everything that I have.
他值得我的生命。
He truly is worthy of my life.
他的确是值得得到我整个生命。
When we are really convinced of that, God leads us into what feels like irrational obedience.
那当我们真正的是认定了这样子的话，神就可以让我们真的是完全的没有顾虑的来顺服他。
Like according to the world's logic, why would people give time and money and effort to go minister to people they don't know in Vietnam?
所以说，你根据这个世界的标准来讲说，人为什么会这个放弃他自己的时间、他自己的金钱，跑到越南这个地方，他一个陌生人来讲福音呢？
At some level, they're convinced that Jesus is good and that his story is worth telling, that it's actually good news.
但是对他们来讲的话呢，他们晓得这个耶稣是好的，他的这个福音是值得跟别人分享的。
You know, many of us love to hear stories of faraway places.
那你想，我们很喜欢听这个遥远传过来这个
adventures that don't really connect with us necessarily.
这个历险的故事、探险的故事，但是跟我们是好像没有直接关系的。
One of the stories that I love is the Lord of the Rings.
那我很喜欢的就是这个 Lord of the Rings, 就是魔戒是吧，这个故事，这个小说。
In the first book, Tolkien makes a very interesting point that is relevant to us.
那在第一册里面，这个作者就讲了一个很对跟我们很有密切关系的一个主题。
He talks about how the hobbits like to hear stories of faraway adventures.
他就讲说在那个时候的这个书里面那个主角的人物叫 hobbits, 他们很喜欢听这个遥远的这种历险探险的这个故事。
But they would prefer to hear the stories while around a cozy fire.
但是他们喜欢听这个探险的这个故事的是坐在他安稳的坐在他们的这个火炉旁边。
And that actually their favorite kind of stories,
那他们最喜欢听的故事呢
were about other people sitting around cozy fires, listening to other faraway adventures.
就是喜欢听另外一群坐在他们的这火炉旁边听遥远的这个探险的故事。
They prefer a couple layers of cozy.
他真的很喜欢就是好几层的这种安稳的这种舒适。
And this is actually a threat to us in the West, who are relatively comfortable.
那其实这个跟我们现在在西方社会里面的很像的，我们很喜欢安逸。
But God is calling us beyond our cozy existence to follow him into radical obedience.
那神呢，今天在呼召我们离开我们这个安逸安稳的环境，去真的是完全的顺服跟随他。
But there's no way we'll leave our cozy fires unless we're convinced that Jesus is good.
但除非我们真正的相信耶稣基督是好的，不然的话我们不会离开我们这个安逸的这生活。
There's a story like this from within the Christian and Missionary Alliance family.
那在我们这个宣道会的大家庭里面有一个这样子的故事。
It's about a woman named Evelyn Richter.
那就是讲到有一位女宣教士，她的名字叫 Evelyn Richter.
Evelyn was described as a small woman with a lot of punch.
那他们就是描述这位宣教士，她是一个身材渺小，但是很有能力的一位宣教士。
As a single woman, she took the gospel to the remote, unreached Otavalan Indians of Ecuador.
那他这是讲到说，他就是第一次，他是第一个把福音带到这厄瓜多尔那地方的一个少数的民族中间。
This was in the 1950s.
在1950年代。
After she had served among them for decades, facing indifference and hostility.
然后经过了几十年的工作，受到很大的这个阻挡。
Violence broke out among the people.
那在那里的部落里面就开始有暴力。
So her mission leadership asked her to move to be more safe.
所以这个宣道会的总部就邀请她离开，去到一个比较安全的地方。
They asked her to come back to the States, or to find a safer mission field to go to.
叫她或者是回到美国，或者是找一个比较安全的一个工厂去工作。
Here's what she wrote them back in a letter.
然后这女宣教师呢就写了一封信回总部，这样子说。
If you can assure me that there will never be a harvest among these people after all the years of planting and watering seeds.
他说，假如说你能够保证，经过那么多年我们在这里的辛苦的耕耘，然后我们永远得不到收割的话。
I'll pack my suitcase and leave tomorrow.
那我明天我就离开。
So the missionary leadership said, okay, you can stay.
但是这个总部的人就说，好吧，那你就留在那里好了。
A few years later, after faithful persistence, revival broke out.
然后过了几年，继续的辛苦的工作，那里终于来带来了这个整个的复兴。
Today, thousands of Otavalans are worshiping there, today, in this Sunday, in over 30 congregations in Ecuador.
所以今天这个主日，在那个少数民族中间，有几千个人在三十所不同的这个宣道会的教会里面。
Part of the reason for this is that Evelyn was convinced that Jesus was good and he was worth staying for.
所以我们晓得这个其中一个很重要的原因，就是因为 Evelyn 这位女宣教师，她深深的相信耶稣基督是好牧人，她要顺服他。
Even when it was dangerous and difficult for her.
虽然生活很困难，很危险。
It's not like these missionary stories weren't filled with doubt or discouragement.
所以说，不是说这个很多这个宣教士的生活里面没有这些恐惧，没有这种怀疑。
I'm sure Evelyn would have preferred to go someplace easier.
所以这位宣教士也许他是愿意去一个比较安全的地方。
It's just that she was convinced Jesus had called her and he was good and he was enough.
但是唯一的就是他知道神呼召耶稣，呼召他到那地方去，耶稣就足够了。
Jesus is good and he's worth following.
耶稣是好牧者，我们必须值得我们跟随他。
Let's look at verse 7, John chapter 10.
然后我们看第七节。
Therefore Jesus said again, Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers.But the sheep have not listened to them. I'm the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
我们从第七节读到第十一节一起来。于是耶稣又说，我实实在在告诉你们，我就是羊的门，所有在我以先来的都是贼和强盗，羊却不听他。我就是门，如果有人借着我进来，就必定得救，并且也可以出去，也可以找到草场。贼来了不是要偷窃杀害毁坏，我来了是要使羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。好，这样就到停了，十一节就够了。
Verse 10 says the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
所以第十节说贼来了，不过是要偷窃、杀害跟毁坏。
The thief desires to steal and kill and destroy us.
你要这个贼想要偷窃、杀害、毁坏我们。
The problem is he's very sneaky.
但问题是这个贼是很阴险的。
We don't always see the destruction coming.
我们不是很容易的看到他要带来给我们的这些毁坏。
Sometimes we don't even know he's stealing from us.
有时候他在偷我们的时候，我们都还看不到。
Because one of the main tricks of the enemy is to make us think that what we are currently doing is all good.
其中这个魔鬼所用的一个诡计，就是让我们以为我们现在做的是好事情。
The problem is if what we're doing is not connected to the deep life that Jesus offers, it might be missing the point entirely.
问题就是在，假如说今天我们做的事情不是直接的跟神的耶稣基督的生命有这连接的话呢，我们做的东西可能都是白费的。
Many times the thief steals the call of God from our lives when we exchange a cozy fire for the call of mission.
所以说很多时候神贼也许真是在这偷窃我们这个把这个神给我们的呼召给偷走，因为我们以为我们坐在我们这个安稳的这个火炉旁边做的事情是好的事情。
It doesn't seem obviously evil to us.
对我们来讲，我们看不出来这些东西是邪恶的。
But we stay on the surface and we miss the depth that Jesus has for us.
但是我们就讲着，我们只是在表面上面好像在侍奉他，但是其实内心呢，我们跟他一点连接都没有。
And when we do that, the thief wins.
假如我们这样子做的话呢，贼就赢了。
But Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life, and to it, and life to the full, abundant life."
所以说，但是耶稣说，我来了是要羊得生命，而且是得的是一个丰盛的、满足的生命。
This is the kind of life that actually gives you purpose, understanding, and connects you to the heart of God.
那这种丰盛的生命是让你生命里面有目的，而且你的生命是直接跟神是连接起来的。
One way to think about this is the analogy of a well.
那这个最好的一个例子呢，就是好像这个水井的例子。
In Burkina Faso, West Africa, in the year 2013, we decided as a Christian Missionary Alliance to begin drilling more wells.
那是在这个西非这个国家，2003年的时候，在 Burkina Faso 这里，这个宣道会决定到那边去帮他们凿水井。Sorry 啊。
There were many villages that did not yet have clean water.
因为那里很多村落里面呢，没有这个干净的水可以喝。
So since 2013, we have drilled 194 wells. And we've hand dug another 550 of them.
另外呢，用手挖了这个另外550个水井。
In 36 of these villages, churches have been planted.
然后在这个他们这个那边的36个不同的这村落里面呢，就有了这个基督教会。
And since 2013, over 4,000 people have come to faith in Jesus because of this well drilling ministry.
所以说，因为这个工作，这个做水井的这个工作，所以从2013年到现在，已经有几千的个人在这边相信耶稣基督。
People are being both offered clean water and living water.
那他们非但是能够喝到干净的水，同时呢，他们生命里也有真正的活水进入了。
Jesus cares about the whole person.
耶稣真的是关心我们整个人。
But one time I was in Burkina a couple of years ago when we were about to hit water.
那大概两年以前，我那个时候在 Burkina Faso 这个地方的时候，那个知道那个我们快那个井快打到水了。
We had a short-term mission team there from Wisconsin that was standing close to the well.
然后我们就有从这威斯康星去的一个教会的一个短宣队去那边去一起做。
The guys who were drilling said, "Hey, keep them close. We're about to hit it."
然后这个他们就在那边看这个挖井，他们就是说这个大家都来看这个井，我们要快要打到水了。
If you've ever seen water being hit, you know that there's a lot of force that comes up from the ground.
假如说你看到一个水井打到水的时候，你知道这个从地下里面出来的水的力量很大的。
But at the beginning, it's not like really nice water.
但是这刚出来的水不是干净的水。
So these guys, they got covered in mud.
所以这个看的人呢，这个水出来的时候就完全被泥水。
And everyone is chuckling and laughing around them.
大家都很兴奋。
But then the real water got hit.
然后慢慢的就是真正的干净的水出来。
And it shot like 30 feet up in the air.
冲到水这空间。
It was incredibly powerful.
非常的有力量。
It was enough power to wash all the mud off of these guys.
马上就可以把这个身上的这个泥水给洗干净了。
But also to create a sustaining well for years to come in this village.
然后这个村落里面这个井呢，就是 就很多年都有这好好的水。
It struck me at this time that this is a good analogy for what God wants to do in our own lives.
那我在这边看到的时候，就觉得这个跟我们的生命其实是一个很大的一个比喻。
That the deep wells He wants to create in us could produce powerful mission.
所以说，假如说神愿意在我们心里面有挖很深的井的时候呢，有很有力的这个力量就会出来。
And I've made this point a number of times this weekend, so allow me to make it one more time.
但是呢，现在我要让你们听，我已经讲过好几遍的，我再讲一次。
Without the empowerment and the depth of relationship with Jesus and His Spirit, we will not have powerful mission.
假如说我们今天我们生命里面没有这耶稣基督的给我们的深度跟这圣灵的力量的话呢，我们生命里面一点力量都没有。
But when we do experience this depth with Jesus, we are sent in mission everywhere.
那假如说我们真的能够经历到这个神给我们的这个能力，耶稣的能力的时候呢，我们就愿意去各个地方为他传福音。
This actually starts in our own neighborhoods.
其实这个就是应该从我们自己的邻舍开始。
These deep wells produce mission in San Jose and around the world.
那这个深深的这个井会给我们能力，让我们在我们这个 San Jose 附近传福音，也可以在全世界各地传福音。
But since I've been vulnerable with you, allow me to do it one more time today.
那我再一次的透明的跟你们分享。
It's very difficult to be on mission where we live.
那在我所住的地方呢，很难的是真的是这个传福音。
In fact, sometimes it might be more easier to sign up for a mission trip than to be.In lasting relationship with our neighbors.
其实呢，很多时候的，就是参加短宣队，反而是比在这个我的邻舍旁边传福音要容易多了。
Because they'll actually get to know us.
因为在我们邻舍传福音的话，人家就会认识我们。
And we'll have to get to know them.
我们也要认识他们。
You know, Rachel and I, when we were serving overseas, it was obvious this was our job was to be missionaries.
那你想，我们在做宣教士的时候，很容易的，我们说这个传福音就是我们的工作。
And because we travel a lot for ministry, it's easy to think, oh, that's our mission activity now. We can take a break at home.
所以说，而且现在因为我们的工作，所以说我们常常出差的时候，这也是为神而工作。所以说，就忽略了我们在邻舍传福音的这个责任。
So it's been difficult at times to get to know our own neighbors.
所以很多时候呢，我们就不大认识我们旁边的这个邻舍。
I don't know what it's like in your neighborhood, but in mine, people just go back in their houses after work.
那我不晓得你们住的这个环境是怎么样的。在我们那里的话呢，大家这个下班回来马上就进到他们自己的房子。
People are very individualistic and they keep to themselves.
大家都是很这个保密的，都是很这个隐私的。
So a year ago, we got a dog.
那大概一年以前呢，我们养了一只狗。
We didn't get a dog so that we would be better on mission. I'll be honest.
You will be what?
We did not get a dog so that we would be better missionaries.
Okay. 我们养狗不是因为我们可以做更好的宣教士。
We got a dog because the kids were bugging us and he was pretty cute.
那我们养一只狗是因为我们小孩子想要。
But it's been interesting as we walk around our circle with our dog.How we've talked to more neighbors.
那很有意思的就是，当我们开始这个带着这个去遛狗的时候呢，我们就开始认识我们旁边的邻居了。
Now they would more like they would more prefer to talk to the dog than to us. To be honest,
当然他们宁可跟狗讲话，不愿意跟我们讲话。
They say, "How's Toby doing today?"
这个 Toby 小狗怎么样啊
？And I say, "I don't know. He doesn't speak English."
我说我不晓得，他不讲英文。
But we have been.Getting to know some of our neighbors after 5 years of living in this neighborhood.
那这样子呢？五年以后呢？慢慢我们这个才开始认识我们的这个邻居。
So it's hard for us too. I understand.
所以说我了解你们的情况很难。
But if this deep well with Jesus doesn't create mission, we need to ask ourselves what kind of experience we're having with God.
那假如说今天你在生命里面没有这种能力，让我们是愿意传福音的话呢？那你必须就要问说，我跟神的关系到底是什么关系啊
？God didn't transform us just to sing more songs or to feel happier.
神没有拯救我们，为了就是我们可以唱一些歌，让我们心情好一点。
When he first called the disciples, he called them also to be fishers of men right from the beginning.
所以说是耶稣呼召他的这个门徒的时候，一开始的时候，他就说：“你们要得人如得鱼。”
A life of depth with Jesus and a life on mission with Jesus are part of the same story.
所以说我们跟神之间的关系跟我们为耶稣做见证传福音是连在一起的。
So I want to encourage you to think about your own city and neighborhood as you also consider the world.
当你我去鼓励你们就是你们想思想你们自己的生命的时候呢也思想到在你们的邻舍中间的这个福音的需要。
We're just going to read one more verse today and have one more thought.
那再给你们再看一段经文，然后再跟你们分享一个问题主题。
In verse 16, Jesus says, "I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd."
然后第十六节他这样说，我们一起来念，我还有别的羊。不在这羊圈里，我必须把他们领来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归于一个牧人。
Jesus is passionate about the other sheep that are not yet belonging to his fold.
神耶稣基督也是同时在那边热爱这个现在还不是属于这个羊圈里面的其他的羊。
He keeps reminding the disciples that he is in fact a good shepherd, but he cares about other sheep.
但是他不断地在那边提醒他的门徒说我是个好牧人但是我也很关心其他的羊。
Some of you may know this, but 86% of Muslims, Hindus, and Buddhists have never met another Christian.
所以说也许你们不晓得也许你们晓得这个在所有的这个穆斯林 这个印度教佛教中间有 86% 的他们还没有机会听到福音。
Many of these other sheep who Jesus loves and is pursuing have never even encountered someone who knew the gospel.
所以这些还不认识耶稣基督，但是神已经在那边追踪他们的，他们还没有机会听到福音。
My question for some of you today who are listening to this message.
那所以今天我们当我们听到这一篇信息的时候呢，我给你们的问题就是这样。
Is could you be the first person?That one of these people could meet.
你可不可能成为这些现在还没有听到福音的人的第一次听到福音的机会呢？
It doesn't matter if you're young or if you're old today.
不论你今天是年轻的还是年长的。
God is not done with his plan to reach other sheep.
神今天要达到其他的羊，他的工作还没有结束。
And he wants to use you and us to accomplish this.
他要用你跟我来达成他的计划。
I want to tell you one final story today.
给你们分享最后一个故事。
There was a woman who was born in the country of Syria.
那这有一个妇人呢，她是出生在这叙利亚这个国家。
As a young adult, she met Christians for the very first time.
那她是一个青少女的时候呢，她第一次认识一个基督徒。
They were from the country of Iraq, and they brought her to church for the first time.
那她是从这个人是从伊拉克来的，就把她带到一个教会去。
Because of the war, she ended up having to leave Syria and landed in Egypt.
但是因为战争，所以说这个妇人呢，她必须要离开叙利亚到埃及去。
There were some other Christians there who brought her and welcomed her into a Bible study to learn more about Jesus.
所以在那里呢，就遇到了一些其他的基督徒，就带领她到去参加那个查经。
She decided to follow Jesus and was starting to learn a bit more about him.
所以在那里，她就开始愿意跟随耶稣，然后就是学习这个圣经。
But then, because of their refugee status, they had to move to another North African country.
所以他因为呢，他是一个难民，所以说他必须离开埃及到另外一个国家。
In that new country, she met one of our workers who works with Marketplace Ministries, running a cooking class there.
那在那里的时候呢，在这个另外这个国家呢，他就遇到了一个宣道会的同工，他是一个职场这个宣教的一个同工，在那里有一个烹饪的这个课。
One night, our worker had a dream.
那天晚上呢，这个我们的童工呢做了一个梦。
She dreamt that down in a prison, there were all of these Syrian women in these cells.
那她在这梦里面，她看到她在一个地下室，都是监牢，然后在这个每一个这个监房里面，都是这些叙利亚的妇人。
And it was her responsibility to let all these women out of these cells.
那她觉得这是她的责任，她必须开这些监牢的门，让这些妇女们可以出来。
She believed that it was God's affirmation to keep working with this young Syrian woman who had come to their ministry.
所以她就认为这个是神给她的一个印证，说这个新认识的这个叙利亚的妇人，她必须要跟她的继续的跟她这个传福音。
A couple of weeks later, the Syrian woman said, "I need you to pray for me and for my dreams."
那两个礼拜以后呢，这个叙利亚这个妇人就跟我们的同工讲说，请你为我祷告，因为我做了一个梦。
She said, "I'm struggling with fear and anxiety and depression, even in my dreams."
那在这个梦里面呢，我还是有很多恐惧，我们还是忧郁，我们还有很多焦虑。
She said, "The only time that I had some relief was 2 weeks ago. I dreamed that I was in this prison cell and someone let me out."
那唯一的是得到这个解脱的时候，就是两个礼拜以前，我做了这个梦，在这个梦里面，我在这个一个监牢里面，有一个人来开着这监牢门让我出来。
As they talked with one another, they realized they had the same dream on the same night weeks earlier.
所以这两个人开始分享的时候，发现就是其实在同一天的晚上，这两个人。不同的都有这个相同的梦。
And our worker said to her new friend, "Actually, Jesus is the key to let you out of this cell."
所以我们的同工就跟这个叙利亚妇人讲说，这个就是这个耶稣基督就是这个开启这个门的这个锁的钥匙。
That day, this young woman fully gave her life to Jesus.
所以那天晚上呢，那天呢，这个叙利亚的妇人就完全的把她生命交托给耶稣。
Shortly after this, she left the country again, having gained a refugee status in Canada.
然后不久以后呢，这个妇人呢，她就在这个加拿大申请到这个居留。
She landed in Toronto and wrote a letter back to our worker asking about the church she was attending.
然后她就到了这个加拿大的多伦多，然后到了以后呢，写一封信给我们的那位同工，说我现在去这个教会。
She wanted to make sure it was okay and not like a cult or something.
她要这个同工告诉她说，这个教会不是一个异端的教会，而是一个可以参加的教会。
So she sent the website link to our worker.
她就把这个教会的这个网址就是寄给这个我们的同工。
It turned out to be a Christian and Missionary Alliance Church.
她发现这个是一个宣道会的教会。
And our worker said, "Yeah, it'll be okay to go to this one."
那时候同工就说，当然这个是一个好的教堂，你可以去教会。
So the young woman said, do all Christian and Missionary Alliance churches have this logo?
然后这个叙利亚的妇女就问她说，是不是你们这个宣道会都是有这个徽章，这个教会的徽章？
Our worker said, yes, they actually, you know, not all have it on the sign, but yes, this is the logo for the CNMA.
他说这个我们的同工讲说是对的，这个会章其实就是代表我们这些都是，就是我们都是属于宣道会的教会。
The woman said, "This is very strange because that's the logo that was on that first church where I was introduced to Jesus in Syria."
他说这个很奇怪的，因为这个会章呢是我去到在叙利亚去的第一间教会的这个教堂就有这个会章。
And that's the logo that was on the materials that I would study the Bible in Egypt.
然后我到了这个埃及跟这些基督徒在查经的时候呢，他们给我的这个单张上面也有相同的这个徽章。
And our worker had not been public about who she was with, but obviously she carried the logo too.
那当然我们的同工在那个国家里面也是有这样相同的这徽章。
Friends, none of those people in those countries had ever communicated with one another.
所以说弟兄姐妹们，在这些不同的国家里面，这些基督徒他们之间没有来往。
They were just being obedient to be friends to this woman and accompany her on her journey.
他们只是顺服神的呼召，就是当这个妇人在他们生命里面出现的时候，他们就忠心的来服侍这个妇人。
God was writing a new story all on his own.
神呢，在这幕后就写他自己奇妙的故事。
But he used some faithful brothers and sisters along the way.
但是这故事里面呢，充满了这个有信心、愿意顺服的基督徒。
The Syrian woman then asked our worker one last question.
然后这个叙利亚的妇人呢，就问我们这个同工最后一个问题。
She said, "Did this whole thing start with some old guy with a big beard?"
所以说这个你们的故事是不是开始是一个老头子，一个有一个大胡子的老头子
？Our worker said, "Yeah, that's his name is A.B. Simpson."
这个同工说是的，因为我们这个宣道会的创办人的就是这个宣信。
She said, "Well, this might sound strange, but I had this vision that this man in the 1800s was praying."
这个妇人他就讲说这个很奇妙的，因为我曾经有一个异象，就看到这个老头子在是十九世纪的在祷告。
And he was praying that like shoots of light, the gospel would go all over the world.
那他在祷告里面就讲说这个愿福音就好像这个亮闪光一样的，就是亮到世界各地去。
And that message would even get to my hometown of Damascus.
甚至于照亮到我自己的家乡，就是大马士革。
She said, "Could it be possible that that guy was praying for me?"
可不可能当年他祷告时是为我而祷告呢？
We don't know exactly how prayer works, but I believe the answer is yes.
但我们不晓得这个是祷告的时候会发生什么事情，但是我相信这个答案是正确的。
And that is your story and our story because this is our family.
那这个是我们的故事，是你们的故事，因为这个是宣道会我们大家庭神所写的故事。
So I don't know what God has stirred in your heart this weekend.
所以说我不晓得这周末神在你的心里面做什么工。
I can't determine what your one more step is.
我不能告诉你说你下面应该走的再走一步是什么。
Maybe God is stirring you to pray differently for people that you've never met.
也许神要你就是为这个你从来没见过的人祷告。
Maybe he'sAsking you to consider what your presence would be like in your own neighborhood.
也许神，你在问神说，你在你自己的邻舍中间，你应该是扮什么角色？
Maybe he's impressing on you a different way to be generous in the way you give and invest in missions.
也许神在那边给你更大的这个鼓励，说在这个金钱上面奉献，要这个奉献的更有信心。
Or maybe he's stirring in your heart to go.
也许神在那边搅动你的心，要你走出去。
But I want to remind you this morning of these things as we close.
但是我今天早上结束以前，我要再一次提醒你们。
Jesus is good, and He is worth your investment and following.
耶稣是好的，他值得我们跟随他。
The depth that He creates in you will produce a powerful mission.
神在我们心里面所造成的这个深深的这个井，会给我们能力。
And don't forget that you were once a lost sheep.
那不要忘记，我们曾经、你们曾经都是迷失的羊。
His desire is that you would go find other ones.
他的希望就是你们今天要出去找其他迷失的羊。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福你们。
My prayer for the church is that we will not forget.What God is speaking to us this weekend.
所以这个周末我的祷告是，但愿神我们不忘记这个神跟我们讲的话。
Why should we care about this weekend?
我们为什么
Just like any other weekend.
我们为什么觉得这个周末是很特别的呢？
Why should we talk about mission?
我们为什么要讲宣教？
It's the fact that we have a missionary God.
是因为我们的神是个宣教的神。
This is His mission.
这是他的宣教。
You know, when I look at these faces and the video and the photos,
那当我们看到这些照片、这些视频里面的这些人呢
I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't really have a lot of compassion, even though I do have. If any compassion is really the compassion of the Lord.
那我可以必须跟你承认说，凭我自己，我对他们是没有什么不关心他们的，除非是这个耶稣基督给我的关心。
Why should we care about those people that live so far away?
那这些人住的那么远的地方，我为什么要这个关心他们
？When we have our own need,
那我们自己有很大的需要。
When we have our own family,
我们有我有自己的家庭。
This is really His mission.
这个的确是神自己的宣教。
And I believe God is inviting us.
我相信神在呼召我们每一个人，要求我们来参与他的工作。
This morning, we're going to have a chance to respond to what God's been speaking to us about.
所以今天早上呢，按照这神跟我们所说的话，我们有个机会现在要向他有回
应。We've heard so many stories this weekend.
我们听到很多故事。
The story about the valley people.
我们听到这个不同的这个少数民族的这个部落他们的事情。
The miracles that are happening in places like Cambodia or North Africa.
或者是在柬埔寨这地方，在北非这地方发生的这些奇迹。
In places like Burkina Faso,
西非这个国家。
Now you may think that this is someone else's story.
也许你觉得啊，这个是别人的故事。
It is not.
不是的。
It is really our story.
这是我们的故事。
God wants this story to become our story.
神希望这些故事都成为我们的故事。
And this is a story that God is writing in our midst.
这个也是神在我们中间在写的这个故事。
Last night I gave you a challenge.
昨天晚上给你们一个挑战。
I literally heard the Lord just give me these three words, one more step.
那我真的是听到神跟我这样子讲，
叫我说再走一步。He's not asking us to sell our possessions or sell our house, quit our job and go to seminary or go overseas.
不是说我们要把我们的房子卖掉，我们的工作辞掉，然后去念神学。
But he's simply asking us to take one more step.
他是要教我们，就是简单的往前再走一步。
And I ask you to wrestle with this question.
那晚上，昨天晚上我叫你们去真正的思想这个问题。
Sandy and I, we woke up this morning. We had to have that conversation. What is our one more step?
所以今天早上的时候，我跟师母两个人就在那边说，我们下一步应该是什么？
And I hope that you had a chance to wrestle with this question.
我也希望你们有了机会，就是在想这个问题。
For some of us, it's just when you exit out today, you'll have a chance to sign up for.Going out into our neighborhoods to hand out these flyers.
所以说有些人呢，就是今天你们离开的时候呢，外面的桌子你可以就是登记参与这个 Convoy of Hope， 去这个灵舍里面发单张。
Starting on October 12th, we committed to handing out 25,000 flyers.
那在10月12日那一天，我们已经说我们要25,000.
That's a lot of flyers.
Okay. 25,000份这个单张我们要发出去。
And on November 23rd, many churches in the city of San Jose will gather together.
因为11月23号的时候呢，这个 San Jose 有很多的教会我们要聚集在一起。
To serve our neighbors in the city.
就是来为这个我们这个 San Jose 的这些邻舍我们来服务。
Many of them homeless.
很多人他们是无家可归的。
Living in poverty.
他们是生活在贫困里面。
And our responsibility is to reach 25,000 homes in the next month.
所以说我们教会的这个责任呢，就是在这未来这一个月里面，我们要让25个家庭都知道。
I saw the list. There are about 30 people signed up.
所以我看了一下，现在只有30个人注册报名。
So if you don't sign up.You're not going to see Pastor Alan or Pastor John.
I will be here. You two. You never mentioned my name before. Okay.
You're not going to see us for a long time.
假如说你不报名的话呢，这我们这几个牧师呢，就只有我们几个牧师到外面去了。
I'm encouraging you to take one more step.
所以鼓励你们再走一步。
For some of us, it may be signing up for one of the short-term missions.
也许在我们中间有些人，我们决定要参加一个短宣。
Maybe to join in God's mission.
去在这个参与这个神的工作。
And see what God is doing. Join the adventure that He's inviting us into.
真的是去历险，看神在别的地方所做的事情。
This morning, we also have the privilege of really making this faith pledge.
那今天早上呢，我们也同时有这个特别的机会来在这个信心上面做一个认捐。
Now I'm not really shy about encouraging you to really participate in this.
所以说我一点都不含蓄的告诉你们要参加这个信心的认
捐。Because I know that this is really the kingdom investment.
因为我知道这个我们所付出来的是我们是投资在神的国度里面。
Guaranteed return.
的确，我们保证有这个很良好的回报。
Maybe not in the earthly.Monetary gain.
这不是说这个回报是金钱上面的回报。
And this is maybe one of the steps that we can take.
也许这个就是我们应该是所走的下一步。
I know that this is probably one of the most generous churches I know.
因为我知道我们教会是一个非常慷慨的教会。
But we could take that one more step.
但是我们还是可以
再走一步。I was thinking about this last night.
所以我昨天晚上在想
，What if every single one of us?
假如说我们每一个人都参与
join in this mission,
参与这个神的这个宣教
not just some people, not just the leaders,
不是只是这个牧师传道或者是
not just people who have gone out onto short-term missions trip,
或者是以前去过这个短宣的
but what if every single one of us join in?
假如说我们每一个人都参与
so I'm encouraging you this morning,
所以今天早上我鼓励你们
to take that one more step,
你们每一个人再走一步
in just a few minutes,we're going to end our time together.
等一下我们就要结束。
And as the worship team leads us in the final song,
让我们一起来 这个唱最后一首歌的时
候。When you're ready, I'm going to take your faith pledge and come out and put it in the basket.
你准备好的时候呢，就把你的这个信心认捐卡拿出来，就放在这个。
And I want to remind you, whatever we pledge,
我告诉你们，不管我们今天所认的这个
100% of that pledge will go to support our missions work.
百分之百我们的这个信心的认捐的数目
And some of you saw the numbers yesterday
去支持这个宣教的工作你看昨天晚上看到我们预算
This is not to take care of our own needs
这个钱不是用来这个
But it is really to further the kingdom of God
而是是为了这个神国的扩展
Both here in San Jose as well as to the ends of the earth
是在 San Jose 或者是到地极
If you don't have the card, just raise your hand. We'll give it out to you.
如果你没有卡的话呢，你把你手举一下，我们这个招待会把这个卡给你。
If you need some time to pray, you can actually bring it next Sunday as well.
假如说你还需要一点时间祷告的话呢，下个礼拜你拿这张卡回去。
But I want you to take a few moments.
交回来。
As you fill it out, this will be your faith promise to God.
给你们几分钟时间，现在就写，这个是你对神的一个信心的认捐。
And after we sing.
我们 唱完这个敬拜的歌的后
I'm going to invite Rachel Tim's better half
所以我们就请这个 Rachel 师母
To come and bless us
上来为我们祝福
Now I know that Tim is a great speaker
我们晓得我们今天讲
But Sandy and I are finding out that Rachel might actually be a better speaker
但是 Rachel 师母是讲得更好
And I wish we had a chance to hear from her But we weren't sure if she was going to be able to make it or not. So we're going to have to invite them back again.
So we hope she can come back.
Ready?